tone, the stain on the sunrise, disguised in the mist this morning. It's 8 a.m. A seagull shouts a sailor's warning. This sky, this bend in the river, slows down and delivers me. The tide rolls back and all my memories fade to black. And yet, I'm back. This town has a strange magnetic pull, like a homing signal in your skull. And you sail by the stars of the hemisphere, wondering how in the hell did you end up here. It's like an underground river or a hidden stream that flows through your head and haunts your dreams. And you stuff those dreams in this canvas sack, and there's nothing around here that the wide world lacks. And yet, you're back. Some nights I'd lie on the deck and I'd stare at the turning of the stars, those constellations hanging up there from the cables and the rigging. I'd wonder if she saw the same or managed to recall my name. Why would she ever think of me? Some boy she loved who fled to sea. And why waste time debating whether she'd be waiting for the likes of me? So you drift into port with the scum of the seas, to the dance halls and the brothels where you took your ease. And the ship's left the dock, but you're half past caring, and you haven't got a clue whose bed you're sharing. And your head's like a hammer on a bulkhead door, and it feels like somebody might have broken your jaw. And there's bloodstains and glass all over the floor, and you swear to God you're drinking no more. And yet, in truth, it's too late to find her, too late to remind her at some garden gate, where a servant tells me I should wait. Perhaps a door slammed in my face. My head must be in outer space. And yet, before the sun has set, before the sea, there may be something else that's waiting for the likes of. This town, the stain on the sunrise,